Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Well, we're on the life study of Galatians.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm sharing, you're going to think I'm on the wrong book, but I'm going to share a lot about Romans. I'm okay. Walking by the Spirit as sons of God.
Amen.
In the New Testament, the books of Romans and Galatians stand together in a special category. These two books reveal not only God's redemption, but the economy of God's redemption.
Right.
Amen.
The burden in this message is to consider God's economy and his redemption.
Amen.
Redemption is not God's goal.
Amen.
It is a process or step towards goal.
Amen.
God's goal in redemption is sonship.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for sonship.
Sonship.
Amen. God is transforming sinners into sons.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God's economy is to redeem sinners with a view to make them his sons.
Amen.
In God's economy, the two main matters are redemption and sonship.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
For this, the Father sent forth his Son to accomplish redemption.
Amen.
And he sent forth the Spirit of his Son to bring forth us into sonship.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Christ redeemed us.
Amen.
And the Spirit imparts the divine life into us to make us his sons.
Amen.
Romans 8:14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God." Romans 8 is not concerned with the birth of the sons of God, but it's concerned with the walk of God's sons.
Amen.
Romans 8:4 says, "We should walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit."
Amen.
So the key point is this. The book of Romans does not charge us to walk according to good human virtues, such as kindness or gentleness. Romans charges us to walk as sons of God.
Amen.
Amen.
God's purpose is not to make sinful husbands love their wives. Or to make sinful wives be submissive to their husbands.
Amen.
No.
No, God's purpose, God's economy, is to bring forth many divine sons.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We have been born of God to become sons of God.
Amen.
To walk as sons of God, we need to be divine.
Amen.
Not ethical, not moral, not gentle, not kind. Although all those might come out.
Yeah.
But the real goal is we live by the Spirit.
Amen.
We have to be led by the Spirit.
Amen.
And we are living as sons of God.
Amen.
As those who have been born of God, we should not endeavor to cultivate certain virtues. Instead, we should walk by the Spirit.
Amen.
So if someone bothers us, we might get angry. Or, if we're better, we might say, you should suppress that anger. But we have a third choice. We can walk by the Spirit.
Amen.
We can turn to our Spirit.
Amen.
We can exercise our Spirit.
Amen.
We can walk by the Spirit.
Amen.
God does not want us to just behave in a proper way according to religion or ethics. God's economy is to make us sons.
Amen.
In an actual and practical way.
Amen.
For this, we must walk according to the Spirit.
Amen.
Well, in the book of Galatians, it's the same way. Redemption is for sonship.
Right.
Galatians 4:5 says that Christ redeemed us so that we might receive the sonship.
Amen.
After Christ accomplished redemption for us, God sent forth the Spirit of his Son.
Amen.
Into our hearts, crying,
Abba, Father.
Both Romans and Galatians speak of walking by the Spirit, not according to certain doctrines, teachings, or exhortations, but by walking according to the Spirit.
Amen.
So the climax of the New Testament is the Spirit.
Right.
Our living, behavior, walk, and conduct must all be according to the Spirit.
Amen.
When we walk according to the Spirit, we are sons of God. In actuality, and we are being conformed daily to the image of his Son.
Amen.
This is what God is seeking today.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.